job's right or you get no pay for sitting there picking at your nose all day. Punk rock set, I might get ripped off along the way, but I won't go working for DOA.
It was DOA, DOA, it was DOA, DOA. My back still aches when I hear that name. It was DOA, DOA, it was DOA, DOA. My back still aches when I hear that name. My back still aches when I hear that name. My back still aches when I hear that name.
You got one more.
Okay, this is sort of the Frank Sinatra ballad of the evening. We like to land on a soft note so everyone goes out feeling warm and cozy and in love with the person next to him. And I want you to think about that when you listen to this song. I want to think about the person that you dedicated your life to and sort of like to lick all over. Just think about the manifestations and the confluations and the obstructions and the fructifications of the relationship. That.
Excuse me, Rob? To lick all over.
Here it goes again. As soon as you start talking about sex, he starts talking about Nietzsche. Just one more thing before we get going on this song. Remember, guys, like always wear, if you can, and women out there too, a safety pin on the bottom of your t-shirt, because not only is it cool in punk rock, but it's also very handy sometimes. Okay, this song is called. No one begins to think of.
Nope, you want me to.
One, two,
buckle my shoes. All I hear are toxic guns, all I hear are pushing guns, all I see are toxic guns, I don't like it. All I see is toxic guns, all I hear are pushing guns, all I see is toxic guns, pushing guns, I don't like it. All I see is toxic guns, all I hear are pushing guns, all I see are toxic guns, pushing guns.
Thanks.
Taco Bell. See you next week.
See you next year.
As the COVID-19 pandemic continues to spread, it is important to stay safe. Coronavirus is now in Canadian provinces and territories. By law, if you have traveled abroad recently, you must self-isolate. To do your part, stay home as much as possible and practice social distancing. Try to maintain at least 2 meters away from others. Encourage those who are sick or showing symptoms to self-isolate or to seek medical attention. As always, wash your hands frequently, avoid touching your face, and practice good respiratory etiquette by covering your coughs and sneezes. Clean regularly used surfaces. COVID-19 symptoms can mimic colds and flu and include fever, cough, and difficulty breathing. Infected individuals may also have mild symptoms or none at all. For up-to-date information, check reliable sources like your local health authority or the Public Health Agency of Canada.
CILU is supported in part by the students of Lakehead University, our sponsors, and our listeners. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
Copperfin Credit Union, Northwestern Ontario's largest locally owned credit union. Experience the convenience of their mobile banking app and online financial solutions anywhere, anytime. Copperfin Credit Union, life forward. Sarah Curtin, your neighborhood realtor. She's on top of what's happening in Thunder Bay's market, and she'll help you buy or sell your home. Call or text her anytime at 632-3635 or find her online at sarahcurtin.com. The Walleye, the definitive source for information on music, food, art, and entertainment in Thunder Bay. This month's issue is on stands for free now. Find it around town or online and interactive at thewalleye.ca.
If this tour doesn't kill you, then I will. I hate your guts and it makes me ill. Seeing your face every morning. One more month and 22 days. If this tour doesn't kill you, I may. I'm counting down the miles till we leave the state. I'm counting down the minutes till I can't erase every memory of you. second. Let's be honest, nothing will clean your filthy conscience. Everything you do makes me wanna vomit. And if this tour doesn't kill you, buddy, I'm on.
And welcome back, everybody, to another edition of the Monday Night Cap on CILU 102.7. And this today is a very special
edition of the Monday Night Cap, I'd say.
It's not just because we did a double feature of Pup with some If This Tour Doesn't Kill You and DVP. That's a first for the Night Cap, playing two songs right off the bat for you, but
it's also very special and kind of bittersweet because I'm moving back to Winnipeg.
That's right. This isn't the end of the Nightcap, but this might be the last...
Not the last. I'm going to be traveling back. This is not a goodbye. This is a see you in a bit.
Yeah, that's just it. And see, this is still a pre-record, too, for this this show.
Yeah,
we
live
will
from the living
be
room.
Back live from the living room. It changes each time. We were thinking about doing live from the sauna, But anyways, we're getting off track here. Welcome back to another edition of the Monday Nightcap. This is the last show we're doing for the next bit together. We will both be recording together
throughout the summer,
broadcasting from Winnipeg and Thunder Bay as things kind of figure themselves out with everything with the COVID situation.
As you know, we're not allowed to actually be in the booth right now, and special shout out to all the radio DJs who are broadcasting their own shows live from wherever they are in their homes and bringing them to our station manager, Sean, to put on the air. I think it's awesome.
But this is the last physical show that both of us are sitting in the same room, at least for the next bit is. Mm-hmm. So we got a special good one planned for you guys tonight.
Yeah, a lot of classics. But before the classics, we're going to start off with a couple relatively new, as in they're both from 2020 kind of songs.
2020 songs and Canadian content.
Yeah, well, the Hot Hut at least. So we're going to start off with this next block with some Hot Hut. We got song number one, which is the first song from their new album, which came out in January.
It's a Winnipeg band.
Yeah, I really, really want to see them live once this quarantine breaks.
So I had never actually heard of them. Connor just showed me them today.
Oh, so. They're great. I played this one for Brett, and he thought the vocal cadence kind of sounded a little like David Byrne.
It's not. It's very, very different from Talking Heads.
Different, but similar. I like it.
I kind of moved a little bit of the same way that I do when I am hearing the Talking Heads.
Mm-hmm. It's a groover.
You're going to all say I'm crazy when I say that.
We got two more for you, and the second one is by a Chicago artist called Liam Kazar, and that song's called Shoes Too Tight. It's actually his debut single ever.
This might be the longest intro I think we've ever done, but we're going to let the music do the talking for you now. As I say far too often, this is the Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
Ha! I'm writing a book the voice against the line. The cogs are made of old time. I was no citizen of any kind.
Make it through this week?
Oh crap, I did make it through this week. And I forgot to say congrats, you made it to the Monday Night Cap. Congratulations everybody for making it through the first day of the week.
Even if you only know this is the first day of the week because you were listening to the show The Monday Night Cap and that reminds you, and maybe you listened to the Monday Night Generator before this.
I kind of hope that you tuned in right now and realize, wow, Monday Night Cap's on. It is the first day of the week because all those days, as we say, the past couple of weeks,
they really blend into each other, eh?
They are blending into each other. You just heard Hut Hut with song number one. And
after that, the most recent one that we heard was Liam Kazar with Shoes Too Tight. And I actually did a little bit of research because I was wondering. I first heard of this Liam Kazar guy because Twin Peaks, as you know, one of my favorite bands, posted a little bit of a story on Instagram the other week saying this guy had his first ever debut single out. So, of course, I had to check it out because it had the Twin Peaks co-sign. And I had to say it was quite good, but I was wondering, well, how is this person going onto the music scene completely unabated with all this all of this support, and it turns out he's actually been in the Chicago music scene doing his thing for almost a decade now. He was actually in the Chicago hip-hop group Kids These Days as a rapper, and I guess he switched from the rap side to the rock and roll side.
That is so wild, over though, the past right? decade. I would not have been able to make that
right. And I've never actually listened to any Kids These Days. Listening to Liam Kazar right now makes me think maybe I should go and check them out.
I want
to
hear what he sounds like.
Yeah, I think it'd be really cool. They're kind of like one of those alternative hip-hop groups with like a lot of singing and like different elements of different genres from what I've heard. But
neat.
Yeah, let's talk about the stuff that's coming up right now. Yeah, we got a great block of songs coming up. We got a Monday Nightcap classic that we've played on here at least once before. Magnet's Coil. I usually gravitate towards that song towards exam time because it's got the lyric, "I'm wound tighter than a magnet's coil," and that's usually how I feel around exam time. I don't think the exams themselves were really this hard this semester, but life is, so we're going to still play the song. And then we got some Boyds coming after that from Montreal with Modern Art, and our other favorite... what's his name there again, Brett?
I don't know. What are you going to say?
Stevie Boy Malkmus with JoJo's Jacket.
See, we've chosen neither to use Steven or Stefan because we trip over it every time we talk about him.
The great debate. We could just listen to an interview from Pitchfork Media and hear someone qualified pronounce his name the correct way. But here we are on radio debating how to pronounce it.
He is now Stevie Boy.
Yeah, he's Stevie Boy to me. But we'll start you off with some Sebado. You're listening to the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
What's inside your mind? what makes you so cool? Reptilian dinner party intellectuals. Yeah, all is clear for me. One day you will be exposed and I'll be singing. I knew from the start. I knew from the start.
The shaving of my head has been a liberation from a lot of stupid vanities, really. It has simplified everything for me. It has opened a lot of doors, maybe.
I'm not what you think I am. I'm the king of Siam. I've got a bald head, my name is Joe Brenner, and I am a famous movie star. Perhaps you saw me in Westworld. I acted like a robotic cowboy. It was my best role, I cannot deny. I felt right home deep inside that electronic. You're such monumental slime. Let the punishment fit the crime. We'll tie you to a chair. The house music will blare and turn your ears into a medicinal jelly. Stay inside on Christmas Day and make believe that you are my candy cane. You said, I'm not that type. No, I'm not sweet. And I'm not over right.
Believe, believe. KILU is sponsored in part by the students of Lakehead University, our listeners, and our sponsors. At this time, we would like to thank the following sponsors for their continuous support.
The Foundry at 242 Red River Road, open 11 a.m. to 2 a.m. Monday to Saturday, featuring folk and Mondays, karaoke Tuesdays, trivia Wednesdays, open stage Thursdays, and live music weekends. Find out more at thefoundrypub.com. The Thunder Bay Symphony Orchestra. Log on to tbso.ca or call 626-TBSO for details on the 2019-2020 season and how to get tickets. The Lakehead University Student Union, promoting action, advocacy, and service by bringing you student centers. Learn more by visiting their office in the tunnels of the student center or by logging on to lusu.ca.
Welcome back to the Monday Nightcap on CILU. Before the break, you heard Stevie Boy Malkmus over there with JoJo's Jacket. That was his first solo album after leaving Pavement. He made it in 2001. I think it's just as good as the five Pavement albums.
Man, I love Pavement
so much. So much. I'm kind of ashamed to say that I only got into the Malkmus solo discography over the past couple years. Initially, why mess with the magic that is Pavement? But his solo discography is pretty much just as good.
You see, Connor can say that and like shamelessly admit that, but still knowing everything about Pavement. Whereas our first episode ever of the Nightcap, we played "Harness Your Hopes" by Pavement, and did not know who Pavement was and what a great band they were. So yeah, you can't talk
classic
about too much.
One of the best amazing indie rock bands of the 90s.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, and before that we had Boyds from Montreal, Modern Art. That one is actually a new one. I'm pretty sure that came out in 2020 as well.
A good amount of CanCon right now.
Yeah, we're playing a lot of artists from up here, and I was thinking of a scenario in which. Going back to the Steve Malkmus song there with JoJo Jacket, it had a quote by Yul Brynner at the start of the song, talking about how shaving his head has basically kind of prevented him from indulging in all the vanities of Hollywood while he was a famous actor. And I'm starting to think now, with my hair growing out a little bit long, that I might have to maybe adopt the Yul Brynner cut.
See, I didn't bring this up until the microphone was recording with Connor, but there's a huge thing happening right now with all the people who are currently in quarantine, where there's a lot of different ladies who are shaving their heads bald. They're posting videos online. And
I mean, why not?
They're either shaving their hair or cutting
hair.
And it made me think, like, Connor, you're doing the same thing.
It is so much more practical than having hair. Like, you don't have to take care of it because you have none.
Well, there's no, I can't go to hairdressers right now, so it makes sense.
Makes sense. Some music coming up on the way for you. We got a trio of awesome kind of garagey tunes coming up. And we're going to kick it off with Harlem from the Hippies album from back in 2010. Tila and I, listening to the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7.
Bye. Yeah.
And you're listening to the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7. That was some Japan Droids with Young Hearts Spark Fire.
And I think that was probably only the second time that we have played the Japan Droids. And
you've probably played half that album on our show by now.
No way.
Maybe. We've played Sovereignty. That was on our first show.
This will be the great debate that we're going to come back to next week about.
We played because The Boys Are Leaving Town. Would have been appropriate for today's episode as well, but I digress.
Oh man, we have. Okay. Well, I've lost this argument before I've even started it. I thought, okay, And before that, we heard Twin Peaks with Telephone, and we brought you into that block there with Harlem, with Tila and I. I feel a little silly, Connor.
We're going to slow it down for our next little portion of the episode. We actually have a couple more sentimental songs. I will admit I kind of almost cried when I was moving the furniture out of the house. Very sentimental.
It's a big thing. We've been in this place for 2 years now. Thunder Bay has been a super awesome home. I am sticking around for another two, just because, you know, victory lap, whatever.
Might as well get
that.
The master's degree.
Might as well get the master's degree. Found a cool girl here, so maybe played a part of that too. But Connor will definitely be back as well. And
I will be back.
This is far from the last Monday Nightcap.
I will triumphantly return to the booth once we are able to.
Exactly.
We got some City in Color coming up next. I'm very surprised we haven't played any Dallas Green before on our show. But now seems like a very good time to start. Body in a Box on CILU 102.7.
This is the Nightcap.
There's a funeral procession on the highway. Traffic screeches to a halt. There's people searching for a better way to live their lives. Oh, Johnny lived a good life, you'll hear them say, as tears of sadness soak the ground. The reaper crept in, took his breath away in the middle of the night. Oh, we celebrate the lives of the dead. It's like a man's best party happens when he dies. We gather round to pay our respects while their souls are still searching for the light, searching for the light. Just let me go in peace. With all the things that I forgot to say racing through my mind. Oh, and don't you bury me 6 feet underground. Just burn my body in a box and let my ashes blow with the wind out into the night sky. We celebrate the lives of the dead. It's like a man's best heart. When he dies,
Who's your type of girl, and we can be anything.
is this you from Max
Four last night?
Yeah.
And I woke up and I was a little thirsty.
Yeah, usually, so like I'll get up like around 7 or 8 like to get a drink and like go to the bathroom kind of thing and like do all that and then go back to sleep for a bit, but like because I woke up so much earlier, like I couldn't see anything and it's like kind of find my water cup.
Never actually, might not remember all the Japan Droid songs we played, but I know for a fact that that is the first time we played the Stones on the Nightcap. That was Sweet Virginia, and this is the Monday Nightcap on CILU 102.7. Yeah, what a classic album, XL on Main Street.